From the room adjacent to the cell, Corey stood behind the two guards assigned to watch his prisoner. The interaction between Seth and Tom caused him some concern. Once again, Seth seemed to be able to cope with the most severe levels of stress, though he wasn't too surprised. This was a man with great power.
"Turn off the videos, then go for a break,"
he told the guards as he left the room.
"I don't want to be disturbed until I have had a little talk with our guest. Is that understood?"
Both men nodded before closing down the surveillance equipment, then heading out of the door behind Corey. Corey watched as they quickly walked down the corridor before disappearing around a corner. Satisfied he was alone, he turned the handle to enter the room. Seth was rubbing his head as he closed the door behind him. Corey smiled at the sight of this distinguished warrior struggling to hold out against a simple buzz in his head.
"How are you finding the service, Seth?"
he asked. Seth glared back at him. He opened his mouth, but it didn't result in any words. Corey watched as the man began to wilt under the intensity of his attack. Multiple strands of energy plunged into the head of his foe as he increased the power of his mind control.